Tina Smith, and I am United States Senator.
Senator Smith, tell me about some legislation that you recently introduced that has to do with soil and water quality.
Now, I'm very excited about this legislation. You know, this legislation will help farmers both create the plans and then maintain plans that they want to use to improve soil and water quality on their farms in Minnesota. And I have had many meetings across the state talking with farmers and ranchers about what they'd like to see included in the Farm Bill. And many of them have talked about how important conservation programs are to help them to help them run their operations. And so I'm excited to be able to put this Soil Stewardship Act forward. You know, it was introduced in the House of Representatives by Congressman Tim Walz from the 1st Congressional District a little earlier this year. And I'm hoping very much that we can get this included in the Farm Bill.
Talk a little bit about the water quality issue at the state level in Minnesota and the conversations that you've had with lawmakers from other states and their interest in how things have been handled in Minnesota and what you all are learning from each other.
Well, it's a very good question. Farmers all over Minnesota that I talk to are thinking a lot about water quality as well as soil conservation. And, of course, they care about this as much as anybody because this is the water that they drink. It's the water that their kids and grandkids are fishing and swimming in. And what they're asking for is better tools to be able to protect water quality and also protect and improve the soil that they rely on. I mean, some farmers will say to me, you know, in some ways I'm a dirt farmer because as good as my soil is good, then my crops are going to be good and my farm is going to be prosperous. I know that there's been a lot of talk at the state level. Of course, I worked on this, was part of these conversations when I was lieutenant governor about what we can do together to improve water quality. And I think that the governor has put forth some goals to kind of focus everybody. And I hasten to add that issues of water quality in Minnesota are issues that affect every one of us, whether you live in the suburbs or the big cities or the small towns or whether you live out in the country.
So the Soil Stewardship Act would bolster familiar programs like EQIP, CSPIC is listed here too. So some programs
right.
That farmers are already familiar with.
That's right. And our goal is to help these programs work better together. Some of the feedback that we've gotten from farmers and ranchers is that these are good tools, but they could work better together, and we sort of trying to coordinate them a little bit better and also help to make sure that they are readily available to beginning farmers, which is extremely important. You know, we think that the average age of farmers in Minnesota is mid-50s, so we're in the middle of a big transition in Minnesota agriculture, and I believe, and I hear from farmers and ranchers that these strategies like EQIP and CSP are just so helpful.
As we talk about conservation programs within the Farm Bill, how would you describe progress on the Senate side with the Farm Bill, and as you observe what's taken place in the House, what that's been like?
Yeah, well, this is a big question on everybody's minds. I think the lesson from the House side, of course, you know, the Farm Bill failed to pass on the House side, and I think the reason why is because the kind of the three pillars of a successful Farm Bill are strong farm programs, especially crop insurance and, of course, conservation programs. That's the first pillar. The second pillar is strong nutrition programs, including SNAP. And then I think the third pillar is strong rural development programs to help bolster broadband and other rural economic development. And so that House bill didn't include that, and so it didn't have good support. In the Senate, on the other hand, there's a very much an emphasis on having a bipartisan bill. And I'll tell you, last week I sat down with both the chairman, Pat Roberts from Kansas, and the vice chair, ranking member, Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, and they both reiterated to me their determination to put forth a bipartisan bill. So that gives me hope. And I just want to add, there's so much challenge in farming and ranching right now with prices being low, worries about what's happening with global trade. Farmers and ranchers need a farm bill. They need the certainty of that.
Senator Smith, anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
I want to just mention that I'm quite excited to be sponsoring with Senator Rounds and Senator Jones this effort to improve rural health care by having a rural health liaison at the Department of Agriculture that will work with the Department of Human Services to help improve coordination and use our limited resources well when it comes to rural health. I'm excited about that bill and going to do my best to get that included in the Farm Bill too.